to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, let's face it, as business owners, we've always got excess cash.
Yes.
We have no idea what to do with it. But luckily, we've got a gentleman today who knows exactly what we can do with our thousands of extra dollars that we've got at the end of each financial year. And today, we have got Kyron Johnson with us, who is from a fantastic, amazing business called Opportunity International. And he knows exactly what to do with our spare dollars. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, many spare dollars?
Many spare dollars, yes.
Right. And what do you do with these many spare dollars?
So, Opportunity International, we provide families with the tools that they need to break the cycle of poverty. Okay. So families in Asia, India, Indonesia, and the Philippines, they'll take a small loan, might buy a sewing machine, a stock for a shop, you know, get a business started. That will create an income that will allow them to put food on the table consistently, send their kids to school, pay the loan back, and work their way out of poverty. We talk about it being a hand up and not a hand out.
Right. So are you talking about a couple of villages here, or we talking about, you know, half a dozen weavers who decided that talking to you was a good idea, or what sort of scale are we talking?
We currently have 5 million clients.
5 million.
5 million clients across those three countries: India, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Average family size of five, so we're talking 25 million people in this very moment are currently in the process of working their way out of poverty with a small loan.
And by small loan, you're talking
Between $70 to $200-$300 as a starting point.
$70, yeah. Australian
is the equivalent of a small loan.
So $70 Australian can break a poverty cycle for a whole family.
Yes.
Living overseas.
Yes.
That is phenomenal.
It is amazing. It is the power of economics. It is the power of finance.
In a busy networking week, I spend more than that on coffee.
Yes, me too.
Sorry, I'm sounding a little bit starstruck here, but the fact that such a small amount of money, we're talking $10 a day,
yeah,
can make that much of an impact to people's lives.
Yeah, and that is, it can be hard to believe, but it's the power of the Australian dollar in places like India. Like, it just has that purchasing power, and we can make that real difference. And once it gets lent out, we have a repayment rate of 98%. And so once the loan is repaid, it gets recycled onto the next person. And so that $70 is not just one loan, but over a period of time, a number of loans and a number of families. So that is this multiplying effect that comes.
So why on earth, or how on earth, I guess all the financiers in Australia are listening to every word now.
Yes.
How on earth do you manage to get a repayment rate of 98%?
Yeah. The poor, if I wanted to put a term on that, the poor are an incredible credit risk. They are tenacious. They have this incredible work ethic. They are ingenious with their ideas. And they recognize that taking this loan is their opportunity, is their chance to get out of poverty and to get their kids out of poverty. So they throw everything they possibly can at it to make the repayments. And the way that we structure it as well, when the women, mostly women, take their loan for the first time, they will do it as a group. So there might be 10 or 20 of them meeting together every week or fortnight. They each take their loan and they go co-guarantors for each other. So it actually trains them on how to take a loan and to make repayments.
So that sense of community,
yeah,
supporting each other.
Yeah.
I might be having a really down day and I don't
think
I can do it, but I've got 9 other friends, 20
yeah,
other friends who are going, no, we can do this, we
yeah,
can do this.
And if they miss a repayment, then the rest of the group will chip in and cover their repayment for that week. And so it's about that accountability, that peer support / pressure involvement, which is a good training ground and ensures that people are doing everything they possibly can to make those repayments.
Right. Because it's not just some random aid worker overseas who's given me their coffee money.
No.
You're tied into these other people and, yeah, and their success as well.
That's right. We have really great partners that we work with on the ground who are their microfinance institutes. They have loan officers which go and, you know, give out the loans and receive the repayments and connect with the business owners and provide training and equipping and encouragement as they go as well.
So they're supported to succeed, not just thrown some money at them and told you'll be right, mate.
Well, that's right. If you've never had a loan before and someone throws money at you, you go, great, I've got money, and you would not know what to do with it. So you need to be, you know, equipped to actually understand how it works. It
sounds like a teenager.
Yes. Yeah, I was, yeah.
Exactly. First job. Wow, look at this.
There's money. I may have done that.
I think we've all done that. And possibly more than once. Okay, so did you just suddenly wake up one morning and go, you know what, I'm going to create micro-franchising, micro-loans, and save the world?
This was around before I existed, hey. So Opportunity International has been around for ages, like 45 years. I am comparatively a last-minute blow-in. But okay. I've been on board for 2.5 years managing Western Australia and South Australia from a supporter perspective, connecting with people, growing our brand. And so it's essentially kind of my business in this area of the world. And I'm just really thankful that there were some amazing people, especially our founder, David Basso. He was an entrepreneur and got to this point where he realized he had the economics of enough.
Mm.
He didn't need any more money in his life. And what can I do? How can I make a difference? And so ended up in Indonesia through some circumstances. And when somebody asked him for some money, as an entrepreneur, as a smart business person, he's gone, well, I'm not going to give it to you. I will give you a small loan and then we'll see what happens from that. And so Opportunity International was born, which is just this amazing story.
Mm. You're not, you know, sort of 17, 18, just entering the workforce.
Yeah.
Did you come into this with skills? I mean, I'm not saying you're old, but...
Thank you.
Did you come into this with a set of transferable skills? Was
yeah.
it something that you just went, hang on a minute, this fits well with me as a human being?
Yeah, all of those things, I guess. I have an interesting background. I started out my working life in a bank, believe mm-hmm. it or not, and I was doing that for about 4 or 5 years. I was a business development manager living in Melbourne, meeting with financial planners and trying to sell our products to them. And we'd have these meetings and they would talk about how many millions of dollars they had in funds under management and all that kind of gear. And after a while, I sat there and went, I don't care about that. Mm. Like that doesn't motivate me at all. And so I went on this kind of journey to understand what it is that I care about and what motivates me. And that led me to Bible College. It led me to work for World Vision for a bit. There's community radio back in the day. So there's communication, finance, international development and aid all kind of jammed into whatever globule you want to call that. And here I am.
Right. So lots of transferable skills,
yeah.
But I guess following that journey yourself and going, you know what, this corporate world, there's millions of misused funds
yeah.
here. It does give you the motivation. Have you seen the difference that it makes?
Absolutely. I was in India in November last year, visiting some of our clients, meeting the loan groups in their homes, and it's hard to describe just the sheer size, like the smallness of their homes. We're sitting in their one room apartments. Apartment is probably not the right word, but
that does bring up ideas of views over.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Ocean.
It was just in a slum in India. It's not necessarily an apartment. So one room, home-ish, and they had a bed which was raised wood, and us being white Westerners and me not being able to cross my legs, I was able to sit down on their bed as they sat on the floor and we just asked them questions.
Well, you are a million miles tall, so it's
yeah,
a long,
it's true.
So it is
true.
A long way to get down to
I
the ground.
I was very grateful for that, but we talked to them about. What their life was like beforehand, before getting a loan, and what their life is like now. And so, before they'd be struggling to find enough food to eat. And now they have this consistent income and their children are getting the right nutrition and their children are going to school. The girls are going to school because they've had a loan. And my favorite story is there was a mother there. She had three daughters and the youngest daughter was asked, she was about to finish high school. So this mother had probably had maybe two or three loans in a loan cycle. So I was continually growing her business.
Okay, so they can go
yep,
back.
And they can take a bigger loan the next time. And so have that increased capacity. And so we're talking to this mother and then the daughter came in. And so she was asked, okay, when you finish your schooling, what do you want to do? And her answer was, I don't know. And for me, but we say I don't know all the time. When my wife asks me what I want for dinner every night, I'm like, I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know is because I have too many options.
Yes.
And so this young woman in India was about to complete her education and had so many options in front of her to do, she said, I don't know which one to pick.
Rather than
I have to do this.
Or I'll do anything to be able to support my family or to get back.
Or I'm not doing anything, I'm going to stay home and you know, try and find work so that I can look after my family. So she had options and she had a life ahead of her and she was receiving this education because her mother had had a loan and was able to have a sustainable income.
And for a long enough period of time that it wasn't so new that she daren't take the risk.
Yes.
She'd got the security and that confidence that goes with not being dependent on everything and be able to stand on your own 2 feet, so to speak, and look the rest of the world in the eye and go, you know what, I'm here. This is me and this is how I'm gonna.
That's right. And that's the intangible stuff. We measure loan size, we measure repayment rates, we measure portfolio at risk, which is anything 30 days or more overdue. We measure all of those things. Mm. We measure whether actually people are transitioning from where they are into a better economic state. But you can't measure somebody's self-worth. You can't measure somebody's identity. And we see that time and time again. It's just so incredible.
Mm. And that must be so satisfying to go, you know what? We can transfer some of our wealth and worth. And it's transference of, more, as you say, more than just here's a few dollars.
Yeah. It's somebody taking a loan and going, I'm a member of community. And then they become a leader of a community. And if you see a female leader in a community in India, that's culture-changing stuff. That is world-changing stuff. And what I love about it as well is our supporters here in Perth, they get it inspired. So when they are generous to Opportunity International, it changes their life too. It doesn't just change the lives of the recipients.
So how does someone become generous to Opportunity International?
So we have a number of ways for people to get involved. Some people will actually just give once off at the end of financial year at any amount. We don't care about amounts, it's whatever you can give.
Well, when $70 that's can right. change the world, if you've got a spare $1,000, that's 10...
And it's 14 loans.
14 loans.
Yeah.
Thank you. Obviously, this is maths, is your idea, not mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's 14 loans.
Yeah.
So, if you're saying 14 times for 4 or 5 people?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So that's hundreds of people, that one influence.
And so we talk about like a community level is $10,000 and that's 140 loans and that's 700 people. And so the difference just continues to multiply as you put it like that. So people will do that.
And it stays in the system. So it helps again and again and again. Yeah.
Others might give on a monthly basis. They might give $35 a month or $70 a month or however, so whatever their level is. Others who are, some of them are part of the District 32 network, and so they're connected, they'll give monthly, and when they have a really good month in business, they'll give some more as well. So generosity has become part of their philosophy. As my income grows, so does my generosity. And we have people who are ambassadors who not only give money to us, but actually speak on our behalf, which is great because I am the staff member. So to have other people going, yeah, I can help you and talk to people about Opportunity and how great it is, that just makes my life wonderful.
Do you have volunteers who help with these programs as well? Say you had someone who might have a really strong business background who isn't necessarily a business coach, but can certainly, I've been running my own businesses for a long time. They meet the ethos, and we're not talking about just successful plug-and-play people, who meet the ethos of what Opportunity International is trying to do. Can you get involved that way and do some of that? You know, you've got 6 months, you'd like to do some coaching in that environment, or is that not something which you guys tend to do? You work locally?
Yeah, we work locally. It's a little complex trying to connect people internationally from that perspective. And because our clients are all over the place. You know, in Indonesia, we're on the islands and some of the difficult places to get to. And so the only way for our loan officers to get there is to, you know, some of them will take a motorcycle ride and then a boat ride and then another motorcycle ride. And so getting easy access to our clients is quite difficult. And the turnover, you know, loan might last 12 months. They might take another one or they might not. Mm-hmm. So it's really difficult to get that level of investment into them. So it's not out of the realms of possibility, but it's not something that we've looked at yet.
Okay. So if people have got time, the best way that they can help you is obviously to connect with you.
Yeah.
If they've got time is useful and they can be an advocate for you.
Yes.
If they've got spare cash, then obviously that can be directly transferable, but it's not the only way to support what you're doing.
That's right. We have events that we hold, which, and I love these. They are based around amazing women in Western Australia that I've come into contact with who will speak at our events, and people will come along and just be empowered and inspired by their story. And so that by going to those events, the profit goes to Opportunity International. So it's women empowering women, empowering women through this process. So that's one of the ways that people can get involved as well.
So if they want to get involved, if people want to get involved, and timely for the end of the financial year.
Yeah, very.
And we'll have to make sure we replay this at the end of every financial
year. Yes, that's right, for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely, foreseeable future. And of course, there's different financial years, so we can play it multiple times.
Some people run calendar year, that's fine.
That's fine. So what's the best way to get in contact with you?
So opportunity.org.au is our website. My details, people can email me. It's K Johnson, so the letter K, Johnson at opportunity.org.
And the Johnson, that's the ST in the middle, the
There's
no ST
no
in the middle?
There's no T. I am without T.
You are without T.
Without T, yeah.
Definitely a coffee drinker.
That's
got
right.
It. So, okay, cool. So that's the best way to connect with you. I know that you're always available for coffee.
Absolutely.
Looking at chatting with different options and people can run stuff by you.
Yeah.
That's the most brilliant thing I've heard for a very long time. I think it's just such a great space to be working in. It must be very satisfying. Frustrating, challenging, I understand, but still.
All of those things, but it's really quite inspiring for me as well when I can make sure that I come back and reconnect with those stories, reconnect with the people that I've met and go, yeah, this is the reason that I'm doing it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Brilliant chatting with you.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.